Good evening and welcome to Cinema Three Way. I am John Madden and here's my lovely co-host.
Hi, it's Biersen.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode. We are doing genre movies this week and it is Fist of Legend, 1994, The Mac, 1973, and Easy Rider, 1969, the pinnacles of the blaxploitation, biker hippie, and martial arts genres. You had not seen any of these genres before, had you?
I mean, I don't know what would we call as a genre to Mac, but
blaxploitation.
Yeah, then. Yeah, all of them were new to me. I mean, I don't know. Easy Rider was most like a road movie, but martial arts was definitely a first. And I actually wouldn't have thought that I would like it, but I did, surprisingly.
Yeah, Jet Li is kind of irresistible.
He was pretty charming.
And lethal. What a speed. He is so fast.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of two men fighting, whatever the fight is. And I know it's not the real fighting, it's the martial arts. And in some parts, it looks really poetic. But I think what gets me, it's more of the story.
Yeah, the story is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, for those of you who don't know, Fist of Legend is set. It begins in Japan in the 1930s. And Jet Li is a Chinese student studying in Japan when he learns that his master in China has been killed under mysterious circumstances in a duel against a Japanese master from a differing martial arts school. So he returns to China intent to figure out what went wrong, not knowing that the entire thing was an orchestrated murder by the Japanese army who are occupying that part of China, which means it's post 31. I don't remember the exact year they said it, but it's amazing. So he begins his mission of revenge, really. And yeah. At first it's a whodunit, then it becomes a revenge picture, then it becomes star-crossed lovers, and then it becomes an operatic self-sacrifice kind of, you know, is he gonna, I don't want to give it away, but what's gonna happen with him versus the Japanese army? So It's an amazing, amazing movie, and many would say it's the best martial arts movie ever made. Some would say Enter the Dragon, and you could make a case, but certainly my favorite.
I cannot say many things about this. I cannot say that it's my favorite, because it's the first and only that I've seen. I can only say I enjoyed it, which was really, really, really surprising. And then we have The Mac. I don't know, since I've been moved here, I've been going to Oakland a lot, and it's like a health documentary. I mean, not as a style, but it gives you very key information about it, actually, about the history of Oakland. And
big pimpin'!
Yeah, I mean,
it is a movie about pimping. It is the definitive movie on pimping.
Mac ain't easy.
No, Mac ain't easy. It gives us the term "the game."
Yeah,
don't hate the players, hate the game. That's the straight out of the Mac
that movie. I mean, out of three movies, The Mac was my favorite.
It's real as hell.
Yeah. I love it. And then we have Easy Rider, which I'm really impatient to talk about it. I can't wait. That episode is going to be fun. I have so many things to tell.
Yeah, Easy Rider is one of the greatest American movies ever made. It documents, basically, it's the Easy Rider is the story of, anyway, I should tell the story of The Mac. The Mac is the story of, it's a rise and fall story of a dude who gets out of prison and goes into the pimping game and rises, and then you know what happens next. The Easy Rider is two dudes who score a bunch of powder drugs in Mexican junkyard and then sell them for twice the profit at an airport in Los Angeles to Phil Spector. And put that cash, stuff it in a gas tank on a chopper, get on their motorcycles, and drive to New Orleans.
Very ironic scene.
Oh, there was that. It's like the best image in the thing is when they're stuffing the tube full of bills into the gas tank with the American flag on it. I mean, like, that's symbolic and perfect, and it's, yeah, it's the first full-on counterculture movie made by the counterculture, not made by people trying to, you know, do the monkeys or whatever this, you know, candy corn corporate bullshit versions of hippies and subculture and what was it, the communes and evil rednecks and that shit all that stuff all starts right there with the Easy Rider. What was your what's your overall take on Easy Rider?
I love it. I mean, I'm keeping my thoughts for the next episode that we're gonna talk about the movie.
The segment.
But overall, I like three of those movies, and I highly recommend three of them. Easy Rider was a very interesting movie. I don't know. You should see it, and before you should see it, you should listen to us while we're talking about the movie.
All three movies feature underdogs struggling against a dominant society.
Yeah.
All three movies have a hero who is ultimately a sacrificial hero. Whether or not that's completed, you know, differs from point to point, but they are all going to be sacrificed for their subcultures in one way or another. Some spiritually, some physically, some, you know, in different ways. But I found that was like the common thread, was the underdog aspect and the outsider culture aspect.
Yeah, we have outsiders from Japan to China, Oakland to New Orleans. It's a worldwide trip, and the most common point is they're different. They're outsiders. Yeah.
It's rough being an outsider. Pimping ain't easy. It's hard to be a hippie, and the Japanese don't really like you if you're Chinese, which is why they invade your country, which is, you know, glad those days are behind us, as I'm sure most concerned are as well. Anyways, that's our intro. We'll be back to talk about the Fist of Legend after this word from our sponsors.